We're continuing in Yerodea, Siman Kufyu Beis, discussing Pas Akum. So yesterday we did Sif Beis, He, and Ches, which were one unit. Bottom line, what came out of yesterday is that the Ramah says that Pas Palter, bakery, bread, again, everything is assuming that we know that everything is 100% kosher. Then there's a separate Gzeirah. So by Pas Palter, bakery, the Ramah is lenient entirely. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say only if you don't have a Yiddisha bakery, then in Siv Hey he qualifies even if you have a Yiddisha bakery, but it's not as good, so that's also okay. You don't have to settle for the lower quality. The Shach came out on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, telling us that even Ashkenazim should be strict like the Shulchan Aruch. We saw Rav Nemes on the Mishnah Berurah also came out like the Shach. And so the bottom line is, if two things are the same, then you should go with the Yiddish bakery and the, you know, what they call Hamish product. And if not, you know, you don't have the Streimel cookies, they're only made by Stella Dora, so you can go with your Stella Dora Streimel cookies and you don't have to worry about it. Okay. Now we're up to, so now let's try to fill in the holes from yesterday. So we have Gimel, Dalet, Vav, and Zayin. So we'll start with Gimel and Zayin, which go together. And the question that is addressed by Sif Gimel and Sif Zayin is as follows. You have Pas Palter. Okay, it's bakery bread. And that bread is now bought by an Eina Yehudi. And he invites you over to his house to eat the bread that he bought from the Goyish bakery. Do we say that it came from the bakery and it's okay, the bakery made it? Or do we say right now it's being served by the Eina Yehudi, by the individual, and that's not okay? On the flip side, you have an individual, Eino Yehudi, he's baking bread, and he sells his personal bread to the Goyish bakery. No, the Goyish bakery. And now, I want to buy it from the Goyish bakery. Do we say right now it's in the, I'm getting it, I'm receiving it from the Goyish bakery, and that's okay. Okay? Or do we say it came from the individual, it's not okay? So this is a machlokes between the Ra'ah and the Rajba. The Ra'ah says you don't go by where it's made, you go by where it is right now. Basa hashta. Why? Because the whole point is not to create a relationship. So it doesn't matter where it's made, you go by the relationship. And right now there's going to be a relationship if I'm getting this bread from my neighbor who is an Eino Yehudi, even though it came from the bakery that I'm allowed to go buy from. But because right now it's by the Eino Yehudi, the personal, private, balabayit Eino Yehudi, that will create a relationship, and I'm not allowed to do that. That's the opinion of the Ra'ah. The Rashba says, no, we don't find such a thing. We go by how it was made. It was made, it was okay, it's okay. If it was made, it was not okay, it's not okay. It doesn't change status. It goes by how it was made. Okay, Machokes Ra'ah Rashba. What upsets all the poskim is that the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass like both. Let's look at Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Yesh Mi Sheomer. There is one who says, and this is the Ra'ah, Shem Palter His Min Yisrael. If the Mr. Baker invited you over to his house and served you the food in his house, even though it's made in the bakery, Hare Pito Kipas Balabais, it's like it's coming from an individual, and if we said individual, Pas Balabais, Pas Palter, is us. So says the Shulchan Aruch from the Ramah, as a Yesh Misha Omer, that if the baker invited you to his house, and he's serving you as an individual, so even though it was made in his bakery, it was seemingly made to be sold, and he could have bought it from his bakery, no problem. But now that he's serving it in his house, it becomes like a balabais. The Birat Ra, an Oisyud, says, Kein Kasav HaRa'ah, Ukishitaso. That's his opinion. It's really the Basar Hash doesn't even. We don't go by the source, we go by where it is right now. Data Mishuma Krube Daita. Because the reason is it creates a relationship. Continues the Bir HaGra, Ois Yud, the Cholek Ala Rajba. And this Ra'ah disagrees with the Rajba. The Sphere, the Basar Afiya Azlinam. Because the Rajba holds that you go after the time of the baking. Kamosha Kosa, the Siv Zayin, as we will see in Siv Zayin. Continues the girl because of a Rajba, the Hedya, the Rajba writes explicitly. The Filu Zindu Mutter. Even if he invites you to his house, this case, Siv Gimel that said it's Aser, the Rajba says is Mutter. That was the Gra Ois Yud. Gra Ois Yud. So Siv Gimel is going like the Ra'ah. It's phrased by the Shulchan Aruch as a Yesh Misha Omer. Let's look at Siv Zayin. Skip down to Siv Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, and now in Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch is going with the opinion of the Rajba. So he's dancing at two chasanas. How can he go like two opposing opinions? Look at Siv Zayin. Pas balabayis asura l'olam. The individual goyish abrad is usur forever. Afilu kana palta mimenu, even if the baker bought it from him. Afilu shalcha liyisrael lebeso, even if it was sent to the home of the Jew. He's eating at home. V'chein afilu shalcha oso yisrael la'acher, and then that Jew sends it to a different Jew. It doesn't matter. Asura la'olam. It's usur. If it starts out being usur, it remains usur forever. That's the Rashba. We go by its status when it was baked, not the status of when it was served. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, along the lines of the Rashba. Vishal palter, when it comes to the bakery bread, muteres la'olam. It's always going to be mutter. Again, this is according to the opinion that it's mutter, or mutter either because it's always mutter, freebie, like the Ramah told us in Zabez, or mutter because I don't have the Yiddish equivalent. So, shall palta muteres liolam, but filu kona balabayis mimenu. It was baked in a bakery, and then it was bought by an individual. So, even though now it's being served to me by the individual, it's okay. It says to me by my neighbor, my Eino Yehudi neighbor, he went to the Goyish bakery. I could have gone to the bakery, it'd be fine. He went to the bakery, he's serving it to me in his house. The Ra'ah says, and Sif Gimel Shulchan says, no good. Sif Chassi tells me it is good. Afilu kana balabayis mimenu shelo, okay, mimenu, period, or comma. Shelo, holchu be'isza achar mishapaz biyad wachshav. We don't look at where the bread is right now. El achar mishahayelo b'shas safiya. We look at its status and where it was when at the time of baking. Was it baked by a bakery? Then it's palter. Was it baked by an individual? Then it's pas balabayis, which is much more chamur. So the shach over here, in Sif Katan Yudbeis, the big shach, Sif Katan Yudbeis, he points this out. As did the Gra. But the shach is, let's see the shach. She impalter. You see Sif Katan Yudbeis in the shach? Sif Katan Yudbeis in the shach. It's on Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, Sif Katan Yudbeis in the shach. Okay. That's what we saw. The Ra'ah, how do you go by where it is right now? Because of the relationship. That's the opinion of the Ra'ah. We don't go after its origins, after the time of baking. We look at it right now. According to the poskim that hold that bakery bread is always mutter. Afilu kana balabayit ove kochavim mimenu mishum debarso tchiloso azlinan. But according to the opinion, which is the Rashba, which you'll soon see, that it goes after the way it was baked. So it's baked in the bakery, it's okay, even if it was bought by an individual Eino Yehudi. So it was mutter when it was baked. I could have gone into that bakery. My Eino Yehudi neighbor went into the bakery. He's serving it to me in his house. Hachanami mutter. It's going to be mutter. Dikame de b'shas afiyasu haya mutter, lo mitzar soup. Once it's mutter at the time of the baking, because it's baked by a bakery, I don't care who buys it. It remains mutter. V'chein kasar rashba b'mishmer sabay yisham hedya. And that is explicit in the Rashba. Dafin zinu apalta etzal mutter. Even if the baker himself invites you to his own personal house to serve you the bread, mutter. Kame ashe mutter b'shas afiyasu, because it was mutter when it was baked. With the fizik kasha, we have a stira. says the Shach. The Hamachab is really the common b'siv zayin. The Basit Chilas was linan in siv zayin. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashba that you go after the time of the baking. The hech pasuk kan din zeh. So how can you write over here in siv gimel that you go after where the bread is right now? It's a contradiction. So the Shach gives two answers, and the Nekudos HaKesef, also written by the Shach, gives a third answer. So the answer number one of the Shach. Ulai the kach kasa b'shem yesh misha omer. So the way the Svarim explained the first answer in the Shach is the Shulchan Aruch really paskins like Siv Zayin. In Siv Gimel, he brought it down as an opinion, but not that it was paskinly like that. That's why he brought it down yesh misha omer. But that's not the main opinion, and that's not the halacha. He brought it down. Why he brought it down? I don't know. He brought it down. But the Iker opinion is Siv Zayin, that we go after the origins and the time of the baking. Answer number one in the Shach. Answer number two in the Shach. Oh, Efsher. The Svirlei Misvara. So, L'chalek the Mazmino Etzel Gara Tfe. Now, really he holds, you go after the time of the baking. I don't want to say it's more logical, but you go after the time of the baking. That's more of a standard way of understanding things. However, when you're invited over to the private house of the Eino Yehudi neighbor,
I like the Ra'ah better.
You appreciate the Ra'ah better. Okay. So, says the Shach over here in the second answer, really, he holds like the Rashba. But, when it's going over to his house, so then that's really a recipe for disaster. You're really creating a relationship there that Chazal do not want, and therefore, we're going to be machmir. Now, there's a third answer in the Nekudas HaKesef, which I don't want to get into. You can do that for homework.
It goes machmir both ways.
No, he's not machmir both ways. He's really goes with the... Okay, so I looked at some contemporaries. Now, let me ask a question. What if my Ein Yehudi neighbor goes to the kosher bakery? Goes to Zamek's, G&I Bakery.
Yeah,
Butterflake. He goes to the Yiddish bakery. That's also a problem? So that's for sure not a problem. We're talking about we have two problems. A, he got it from the paspaltin. I mean, he got it from the paltin. He got it from the Goyisha Bakery. Okay? Even though we're making on the Goyisha Bakery. We're making a lot. We make, you know, everyone based on that machlokes. We saw yesterday. But at the end of the day, at some level, we're making. So, A, he brought it from the Palta, and B, now it's being served in his house. So, there are those that are Machmir. The Pre-Toar, which apparently is the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he's Machmir. In the Sefer Kashrus HaMachalim, he says, I make a din. It's Mutter, but HaMachmir Tavo Alav Bracha. He says it's better to be Machmir when it came from the Geisha Bakery as being served by the individual neighbor. Tavo Alav HaMachmir Tavo Alav Bracha. But Maker Din, it's going to be Mutter. Okay, so that's Sif Gimel's. Maker Din, we go after the time of baking, but if it was baked by the Geisha Bakery and it's being served by the Ein Yehudi neighbor, so then there's room to be Machmir. You don't have to be machmir, make it this, but there's room to be machmir. Fine. Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet. Okay, this is very interesting. Sif Dalet. Okay, I don't know. I have a fancy Friedman Shulchan Aruch. So there's two gear so'ots here in the Shulchan Aruch with a very big nafkamina halacha l'maisa. Let's see. Sif Dalet. Makam she'ein palti yisrael motzui. In a place where there is no Yiddish bakery. Okay, I'm going to read it. Okay, I don't know, you have a less updated, less fancy edition. So I'm going to read it first the way the Shach reads the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Again, Makom Shein Palat Yisrael Motzoi, the Das HaMatirin, according to those that are lenient, okay, the Shach reads as follows, Lokach, Lamed Kuf Ches. What do you have written there?
Lamkach.
Okay, good. So there's two Gersos. There's Lamed Kuf Ches and Lamed Yud Kuf Ches. Don't change anything. The Shach reads it Lokach. Okay? Lokach pas paltami goy. I bought. Past tense. I bought the Geisha Bakery bread. I bought it. I took it home. Don't change anything in there. In Higia Sham Palti Yisroel, and all of a sudden there's an announcement on the loudspeaker from Woodburn. The kosher knishes, the Yiddish bakery just came with his bread. Hare pas paltami goy asura. So the bread that I just bought from the palter now becomes usser. Okay, now this doesn't work as the Shach points out in Sifkatan Yudal, because the Shach Sifkatan Yudal, Asura, Hainu the Das of Machaber, Sibbeg, Savaldasa, Yesha Omri, Bago, Pshit to the Shach. According to the Ramah, there's nothing to talk about. Pas Palta is Mutter. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, if it's the same quality, you have to go with the Yiddish bakery over the Gaisha bakery. There was no Yiddish bakery. I bought the Gaisha bakery bread, I come home, and now I hear an announcement that there's a, you know, the ice cream truck. There's a bread truck outside selling me the same quality. Says the Shulchan Aruch Tasser, Ajim Kor Palta Yisrael Pito, until all the Yiddish bread disappears, he sells his bread, Lacha Shekala Pas Yisrael, Chose Pito Shogoy Lahakshiro, so then it'll become Mutter once again. So I bought the Gaisha bread, which was Mutter, because There was no Yiddish bread available. Now all of a sudden I have it in my house and I hear an announcement that there's a sale. They came from the next town over, wherever, a few towns away. It came from New York. And they have the same exact thing, but a Yiddish bread. So now it becomes Aser. So let's look at the Shach. Sifkati Yigimel. Sarich Iyim. Says the Shach, how can it be? The bread was mutter. I bought the bread. I took it home. I'm about to take a bite, make a mozi, and all of a sudden, because there's a guy outside selling Yiddish bread, all of a sudden the bread that's on my table all of a sudden becomes aser. How can that be? Because it says the bread's only us, because it should be on a palter. It's only us while it's still the bakery. I'm lachu kfari yisob ehter. I bought it beheter. I go to the rabbi. Am I allowed to buy it? You're allowed to buy it. I took it home. Lo kasa de aser. That's not aser. V'nire de shari. So the Shach has an issue with the Shulchan Aruch. It's against the Rishon. How can it be? It was mutter. It took it home. It became aser. So look at the nekudos hakesef. The nekudos hakesef here. Okay, is the son of the Shach explaining that there is that the girsa in the Shulchan Aruch is not accurate, or at least the way we read it. Look at the Kuzik against the Oiz Beis. Agav Riyat HaKosav Kain. Dagon, Avi Moiri, Zal Havin, the Lokach Bekamot. He understood the Shulchan Aruch said, Lokach, past tense. I bought it, I took it home, and now became aser. Uperushin lo kach pasim palter over kochavim. I brought it home, and all of a sudden becomes aser. V'zeh einov. That's not the pshat, says the son of the Shach. Ela likach bechirik with a yud. V'koy the das hamatiri likach. So you read it like this. But makom, I'm back in Kuf Yubei Dalit. Makom shei palter shol matzui, when there's no Yiddish bakery, l'das hamatirim likach pasni palter guy. According to those who allow you to buy Goyish bakery bread. Then, in Yiddish and palter Yisrael, hare palter palter guy asura. Why is it asura? Because it's still buying the Goyish bakery. It's likach. It's not lokach. So the son of the Shach says, my father thought it said lokach. He asked the kash on the Shulchan Aruch against Rishonim, but that's not what it says. It doesn't say lokach. It says likach. That's why your edition says likach. Mine says both. I have parentheses. I have brackets. So the pshat lokach is against Rishonim. It's a big chumrah. I brought it home. All of a sudden it becomes aser because someone's selling me Yiddish bread. Likach changes the pshat entirely. It's only aser while it's still by the Gersh bakery. But once I take it home, it's going to be mutter. Okay. That's Sif Dalet. Sif Hey, we did yesterday. Sif Vav. Okay. Sif Vav discusses a bunch of different things. So let's just jump right in. Sif Vav. B'makom shenagu hetter b'pashal patr. In a place where we're lenient, the pashal patr. Again, the Ramah has his leniency. Shulchan Aruch has his leniency. Afilu hu nilosh bebeitim. Even if kneaded into the dough, when dough is usually made with eggs. Eggs is something that is shayach bishul akum. I can't have the Einu Yudi make me eggs. Eggs is olal shulcham lachem. Normal people don't eat it raw. So what happens when I put the eggs into the dough? So that's not a problem. Putting it into the dough is not a problem because it's batel on top of to the dough. It doesn't count. But now the Shulchan Aruch, everyone agrees to that. But now the Shulchan Aruch adds something. Or you smear the top of the challah with egg, says the Shulchan Aruch mutter. Aval in panda we learned in Kufya Gimel, that's the meat roll. So when you have a meat roll, So then already the meat is standing alone, and the meat is going to become aser, and it's going to aser the dough. Okay, because the meat is chashev, it's going to aser the dough, and it stands alone. So the Shulchan Aruch says the egg on top is mutter, but the meat roll is going to be aser. Hagad notes, says Rama, the yesh osin b'pashe beitin tuchin alpanah mishum shein be'en ve'enam b'telim megabi pas v'yesh mishum bishu le'goyim v'chein no'agin. The Rama disagrees with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says the egg on top is okay. It's just the meat roll that's a problem. Says the Rama, no, the egg on top is like the meat roll. The egg on top is going to be usher. It's separate. It's identifiable. It's going to be usher. Mishum bishu akum. Now, what kind of egg on top are we talking about? The Aruch HaShulchan thinks that it can't be that we're talking about what we smear on top of the challah. Your wife takes this paintbrush and she paints the egg. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks that can't be. It's no mamashes. However, most Rishonim disagree with Aruch HaShulchan. And they say it's even a problem to paint the top of the challah with the egg. Now, there's a separate question. Wait a second. But that, if you could peel that off, it's not Olal Shulchan Machin, there's nothing there. How can you say it's Aser, Mishum Bishul Akum? The egg is separate from the dough, it's on top. Bishul Akum. What Bishul Akum has to be something Choshev. So, the Psakim Uchuvah Sefer addresses this question. He wants to say something that if it would be bigger, would be, just because it's small, it's not Choshev, but the exact same thing would be bigger, so there would be a problem, so the fact that you made it small doesn't count. Okay, so, there are Choshevs Mekel, there are those that are lenient, like the Aruch HaShulchan, there are many poskim that are machmir even when it is just painted on top. So the Mechaber is naked entirely. He just says that it's just for show. It's just chazusa ba'alma, chazusa la'milsa. Mechaber holds the egg on top is mutter. The Rama holds the egg on top is aser, and it's no different than the meat roll. How much egg are we talking about? That's debated amongst the poskim. Many are machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan, and I think the Minchas Yitzchak I saw, is lenient. The meat roll, where it's separate things, is going to be aser. Let's continue in the Ramah. V'osa nilu shikarn kuchlich. These are different types of cakes. Omine nesika shikarn lekoch. Heim b'chal pas. V'mokum shogin hetem b'pas v'goyim. Gam heim mutarim. V'lo armine sheish v'am yishum b'shulei goyim. So different types of cakes. The bottom line is that if it has a status of pas is not only bread. In siman kuch samaches. There's a large siman over there that talks about pasta baba kisna, where this thing, cookies, crackers, cakes, rugelach, cakes with a batter that come out hard, like a regular, what we call a cake. Rugelach is a different type of cake, made differently. Everyone should consult their wives how you make a rugel and how you make a cake. So but the bottom line is, it's called pasta baba kisna. If you eat it as a snack, eat a little bit, you make a mizonos. If you eat 3 tons of it, okay, that's a discussion how much you have to eat, then all of a sudden it turns into bread. Okay, because min haTorah is bread, min haRabbanan, they were lenient to make a mizonos, the whole sugya over there in Kufsa Mechas, not for now. Bottom line is, anything that qualifies as pas, meaning real bread, or pas haba bikisnin, cookies, cakes, crackers, all those things, are included in the, we said yesterday, or the day before, there's a leniency and a stringency when it comes to pas. But it's included in the Hefter Pas, and it can be bought from the Goyish Bakery, either freebie as Rama, or Shulchan Aruch and Shach, if you don't have the equivalent in the Yiddish brands. Continues the Rama. V'yesh minei nidur shekaron kuchlech, shofen otam al barzelim. Some things you put like straight on this barzel, pan, whatever, and they would smear the pan, moshen ha-barzel b'shasavir b'chelev o'chazir. They smear it with lard, so... Again, I don't know what that's doing here, but Ba'osu Yeshi Zahir Lo Osran V'chein HaMinik. Now, if there's a Shaila, if there's something not kosher there, that's not what we're talking about. Everything we're talking about means there's no Shaila that it's kosher, it's just Chazal Aser, something that was baked by the Ein Yehudi to prevent the relationship. So why we have to mention this, and still don't have clear, and I didn't see that this is what I'm discussing. Okay, so that is your idea. Kuf Yud Beis. We did Siv Gimel, Dalet, Vav, and Zayin.